This is tape recording number 7205C20SO, entitled Taught with Training and Services Aid, LAMOs, How to Write. Copyright 1972 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This briefing is 49 minutes long. Reproduced by the Audio Production Division of Golden Era Studios. And now, here's Ron.
There you go. Now, this is a very good eval. This is your LA eval. This is a very good eval. It has a missing point and a missing action. You have a comrade Lynn McNeil at USLO. But you don't have, in actual fact here, an ethics action. And for my opinion, anybody that would do that sort of thing is spelled S-U-P-P-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. So he's just preventing everything from producing, see? So if you're going to do this, you'll have to get Nate, who apparently can do it, to do a 3-May PL, and there's another step. You're going to have to get a telex out of here to hold him in L.A. Franks is in L.A.
He's in L.A. now.
He was called back, apparently, by USLO. Well, that's spelled, actually, C-R-O-S-S-O-R-D-E-R. That's what the C stands for.
They pulled him back to L.A.?
Yeah, he's in L.A., so you better send a telex out to hold him in L.A. Messenger.
Sir?
Tell Diana that Franks is in L.A.
Sir?
He was called in by USLO, and he's being held there and won't be returned. But she already has an HAS, so that's the one that she's interested in. So, the long and the short of it is that you're going to have a 3-May PL run on him with an LNN to FN item, BDFN item, by Nate. And you're going to have the hell audited out of Stern the same way because he's not ethics tech. See? And an ethics action will have to be taken, but just to that degree. Now, I just gave Diana a little rundown on how we handle these, and it's very easy to do this. For instance, how we handle the CLO, our CLO that we send in, a mission will actually pass through the CLO, whatever we call the thing. It'll actually pass through the CLO on its way back to flight. It'll gin them in on the org, give them a copy of the orders, and have them nag them.
Oh, yes.
Just to make sure these points stay in, points stay in, points stay in addition to the regular reports. So that is what...
Oh, that's a good idea.
You see?
Yeah, so what's being put in won't...
That's right.
Can't just suddenly drop out.
So the Washington org, we won't have a CLONY yet, but that Washington org mission will come back here. We'll actually forward the stuff in, and we will, any daily call that is given to Washington will be covering these points. And yeah, you're still calling people in, I'm forward carrying it, and I guess we'll do this. Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure. And you're not doing that now. Well, call you back tomorrow and hope to have a report that you brought that back in.
Excellent.
You got it?
That's very good.
So we could use these guys just from that basis, the management rundown. So that's executing a flag order, don't you think?
Mm.
So the other point is, there's an order form, a mission form. If a mission order is written, the product. Yeah, you have to cancel. We're taking notes on this, so it could be an issue now. You have to cancel all MOs that exist, all MOs, projects, and so forth, in org board that exists for the org, see? In other words, you clean the slate. And then your mission purpose here is your ideal scene. This ideal scene, you haven't got the ideal scene that's consistent with your why. Your ideal scene isn't consistent with your mind.
So I gave Diana the message. She said she'll put something in Alex's MOs to handle it.
That's right. That was what I was making with it, that you shouldn't be naming those guys, because there's one gone. Mike Smith will probably be gone shortly afterwards. They don't break law. So forth. All right. Now, an Ed product officer, Bruce Stern, organizing to the prevention of production. That's the most charitable way worded why that you're going to use the guy. So actually your ideal scene for this is something on the org.
So I told Diana, she said, right.
You see, actually, an ideal scene is simply a reverse statement of the why. Now, it would be very interesting to get Diana's list of whys, or Diana's list of out points for Frank's, because she's got them. Yeah, you got an ideal scene like an ed making the executives and staff of the org produce full-time and organizing only after hours to support and not hinder production with a result. We needn't have after hours. We have to put full-time, to produce full-time and organizing only to support and not hinder production with a resulting high exchange level with the outside org publics.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
How's that?
That's very good.
So that gives you a mission. Now, the reason why I'm talking to you about this is you should write your MOs. You shouldn't leave it to chance. You're the guy who did the evaluation. And that was why I was talking to you about the MO rundown. Do you see? There's nothing to it. So here we started. I started talking to you about that. All right, now there's your stuff. So I've just developed the pattern by which an MO like this can be written, which is you just take the people involved and you do a production target. It goes person, production target, correction of the visible out points in the person, and return to the normal halves of the post, and hatting, and then getting on his hat for the normal, producing on the normal actions of the post, don't you see? During his legal study time. Yeah. You get your sequence. It'd be like prior talks or wah wah wah, you see. Now you know who's going to be this product officer. You know what his out points are. That's why you should get him off the dial. See, so they got this guy, all right, produce on post. Walk, 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 walk. Okay. And correct the following out points. Walk, 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 walk. You see? And then when this is such and such target's accomplished, then phase over to the normal hat of the post. While continuing production, studying it on routine study time. During the legal study hours. It's a crazy scene, man. If the staff is PTS, they're PTS nobody but Stern. So, his correction of outpoint would have PL 3-day done by flag rep. Might possibly guarantee that you won't have a suppressive org officer sitting there. I don't say you shouldn't post him. He's a fool, in addition to being suppressive. But you get this Lynn McNeil. Okay. Actually, that's the wrong target for Lynn McNeil. Don't comment it. Yes, she should be comment the omission. This is a head on a pike. But I think she should be given, because ethics is out in the area. You start a whole long chain of comments. You comment everybody out there that has their ethics out and so forth, you'd have about 200 comments.
Right.
So I would relegate that to also this sort of thing, and something like an SPF comment if requested. You get the state's project force. In other words, put her ethics in the sign of the state project. Then she has to study her basics, you see. Or a Bolivar or something, just to put her in the basics. you get a very positive order. There's something you don't understand about.
Without some ethics, without something like a hearing or a comment or something first?
Well, what have you got? You've got reports. I think you find it more effective. No, I'm just saying, you establish a policy about an area. If you all of a sudden start running ethics in heavily, you won't make it, because you'll have about 200 communists. Yeah. The number of failed missionaries they've got in the area, for instance, is the number of people who have been on missions.
Yeah.
You just happen to have picked up Lynn McNeil. They've all done this. You see what I mean?
I see.
You might make it. If you had ethics in the area, in any individual in the area, well, you might even get a comment that was correct, or you get this thing.
Oh, yeah. All right, so that'd be more effective to some designer to
buy. You're an ethics salvage action. Hmm. These guys don't know whether they're going or coming. I know you don't agree with that particularly, because it's a standard action to comment somebody on a failed mission. You can get around this by saying she may have a comment if requested. So long as these other actions are done, she may have a comment for a failed mission if requested. Now that makes it sure that she will do these other actions. You see how you can put the brakes on some of this stuff? So you got to handle the whole area this way. These cats are out of ethics you can get. Bob Harvey is obviously out of ethics. That's what's wrong with him. False reports. I just sent a little follow-through thing. I just asked Ira how he is keeping that. I didn't put it that badly. But in effect, I have asked him about his level stats. Can you explain why this GI is level? I didn't ask him, how are you managing this? Now he will give us, we're about to do an eval on Asher, and he will give us some wild explanation. Now we can compare it with an evaluation. Take any part of it, it just gives us another out point. What's his think? Wouldn't have too much to do with our evaluation. It's useful because we're just about to evaluate Asher. We've done the same thing with Austin. They went up, and now they're at a high level. Not good. The paid completions are way up, but the GI didn't stabilize. Actually, their GI is now on an emergency trend bordering on danger.
That's in Austin.
Mm-hmm. They went up. Well, they're maintaining a much higher level, but their GI is actually on an emergency for the last 6 weeks. By the time I woke him up again, so I've asked him for his explanation. Just a way of getting information. How's this guy thinking? Then he can say, oh, well, Beverly's on flag, and therefore something rather. You see, and she's third party, and you know that. What do you look at? Something. So he will probably give us something. Now let's see if he speaks honestly or if he's something other. Because the why I gave him earlier might put his wind up a little bit and he might get back to work. Evidently. I would say he slipped in some fashion. So therefore, just giving you this just as a pattern, it wouldn't do much use to comment Harvey. mean, all these guys would once get a guilty conscience. They're all out of it. That review mission that Leon put in. Those folders were ghastly. But we've got a new tool. It's a give them a chance. It's a new concept. Give you a chance to put your ethics in before we hit hell out of you. So I think he could use it because she's obviously, Lynn McNeil is obviously defiant. Well, you're not close enough to her to check this defiance. You see? You haven't got a control point. USLO just gaily orders Bill Franks to L.A. Then we all of a sudden got some advice that he is in L.A. Anyhow, will you send a telex out on that, huh?
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't all shut. So your action, you're the guy who's just done this, and you've done a very good eval, and it jumped out. That's fine. Okay. Now, obviously, these things got to be corrected, right? Unless we set some sort of a model for the mission writers by writing a few of these. Right. We're not good with this one. Oh, I'm talking about another why. I haven't advised you about this why, but there have been two or three, four missions failed because of the inadequacy of the MOs. So if we phase these MOs back through this CLO, which we established, see? They hand over a copy, go ahead and see if these points stay in, if they are all correct, if they stay corrected, or if it relapses. See? If we're going to do that, then we have to have a pattern or type of MO. Which can be operated. Now you've got to have something that can be operated by the head, and that applies to each one of these other posts. So your MOs start in with this is their purpose. See, it's an approximation of this ideal scene.
Right.
And that's the purpose of the MOs. That's not the target, the major targets. Major targets get LA, Oregon, post and get them producing, and so on. Just get the LA org producing, or LA org staff producing. And then you could just go down, see, with a rat-a-tat-tat. You can take this guy, so forth, brrr, see, from the data you have here. This guy, get him producing, blah, 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 whatever the VFP is, anything you care to say, or just using the actual items. See, we found from the ESTO system, that's our toughest jump. It's the toughest thing to get these guys to actually produce something they're supposed to be producing.
Yeah.
All right. So, production, out points, correct, phase over to that. 1, 2, 3. Next post. Productive. Next post. 1, 2, 3. Next post, 1, 2, 3. Not through the whole arc, but just for the principal executives you have data.
I see. And the production you say is like, you mean there's the immediate production that they must get onto.
Yeah.
By decorrecting the outpoints and getting in some adding and then get them onto the standard.
Yeah, well, you get them onto that production immediately.
Yeah.
2, correct these outpoints. 3, when all the outpoints are corrected and they are producing on post and so forth, phase them over into this standard half of the post.
I see. And that's
so they just go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Right. And those are the orders then for the mission that would go into.
No.
This is
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, you got Franks.
Ah.
You see? So your mission goes on these orders. Even though these orders can also be presented to Franks. His orders are actually 1, 2, 3 in the MOs. Stern's orders in the MOs are 1, 2, 3. Perelman's orders in the MO are 1, 2, 3. You see, but those are the missionaries' orders. And you give these and say, enforce these orders.
I see. So you mean like for each of the executives that will have a set of mission orders for them with their one?
You got something out here. Is there a misunderstood word? Let's check it down.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure which, when you say in the MOs, I'm not sure which MOs you're referring to. Like,
there's only one.
Franks will be on
MOs.
Oh, is this what it is? There's going to be one.
Frank is on an MO. You got a flag mission going on, right? All right, this is their MOs.
Uh-huh.
Major purpose. And Ed, who is? Because it's your ideal seat.
Yeah. All right, so these are the MOs for the mission that's going on. That's what they put in.
Yeah.
And then it has each of these people with Franks and the org officer.
And they just enforce the hell out of these.
Uh-huh. Right.
See? And they can have a copy. But the only mission orders they're on is the 1, 2, 3 you wrote.
Oh, I see. So it's, so the flag mission goes out there, and they get this in, they force it in, and then the people there have the same orders.
Mm-hmm.
So when the mission goes, they've still got their set of orders. They got these things to carry on doing.
Mm-hmm. But probably the outpoints will be corrected before the mission leaves.
Mm.
Okay, we hope.
Yeah.
See? All right, so all the mission's got to do is go in with this set of MOs, with a copy of that set of MOs. You see, it's like one of these Chinese boxes.
That's a Chinese box.
That's where you put a little box inside a little box inside a little box inside a little box.
Oh, yeah.
You see. Well, you did have a misunderstood. You didn't know a Chinese box.
You didn't mention Chinese box before, sir.
Oh, but I was talking about them all the time. How's that for an outpoint? The misunderstood came at the end of the course. So you see how this would be then? You just write FMO, major target, purpose of the mission, major target, to execute these orders, do you see? And then you can say primary and so forth and proceed to the LA org, you know, and et cetera. And then you can say when you phase out, when you leave the thing, your last operating target and so on is a sort of a primary again. See, it goes round and round. They go back through the CLO, turn a copy of these mission orders over to operations. So by that time, when they finish this, see, we'll have another CLO sitting there. You'll have another guy's name. You see how they're written? So those are just standard MOs. You know, vital targets and so on. Make sure the outpoints are correct. Make sure they produce, make sure the outpoints are correct. Those are your vital targets. Primary targets would get them to do ESTO Series 16, these missionaries. Let us check on. Because that is the one who gets an executive to work. Now, of course, your first MO is your Ed, and that's 1, 2, 3. And he isn't necessarily producing. You now get your groove in the Ed so that he makes the executives, make the staff produce. And get the executive working to make the staff produce using the third situation of ESTO Series 16. That gives them the tech. or using any of those situations that apply. Okay? So you get him doing that, see? And then you can go down. So if you got three, why, you want an effective product officer, and you want an effective, now you're going to combine him. He's going to be combined Ed product officer?
I was going to put Perlman back in as the product officer. He's coming to the org officer.
Well, then your Ed's very, very simple. He just, he's got to do with this. And he gets his, if he's got an ESTO, does he have an exec ESTO?
They have no ESTOs. There's an exec ESTO who came on board recently.
Well, all right, then don't bother with it. So you're kind of sending an ESTO sort of mission. You're going to get the guy producing, you're going to correct his out points, and you're going to phase him over to his hat. But he doesn't have to be any more than phased over to that hat. See? The hat would be volume so-and-so of the OEC, of course, or you're lucky with the first four. See? Yeah, these are a bunch of ethics, out ethics cats, see? They just false reported and lied and done everything else. So, your handling of these various out points should be fairly specific, and that's all there is to it. If they just got these three guys straightened out and producing, your mission would do all right. And YGMOs could follow through. Pardon me, applied program for the thing could follow through with a set of mission orders to be operated there at a later date when these mission orders begin.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See, these are brief. They're terminable. It's just get on to the standard actions of that hack. That's all.
Oh, I see.
They're
right.
Terminable. Huh. Now you can send them interminable orders. The difference between an action mission and a garrison mission is the fact that one is terminable and the other is interminable.
Right.
This is what we've been doing. So it's very simple to write these MOs, and it would be a shame if you didn't write them, if you know exactly what's have to be corrected in each one of these cats without making it totally accusative. And they'll say, I've been found out. You see? And then you can dispose of McNeil in this particular fashion. The same animals, and the missionaries can make sure that occurs.
Right. She's already out of New York. She's
gone. See? You can send her to Alan Long to put her through her AB course. After she's done this, that, and the other. So you could have a comment if she wants. So that's fairly open and shut. This is quite balanced. See, you've done a very good evaluation. This piece of cake when it was done by the book.
Certainly made a difference when you look back to when they're doing well.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky in this case, and the personnel is still available. Robin was lucky. All five members of her Descend division were still in the ARC. So, that gives operations something to operate. They do it, they do it, they do it, they do it. Now, the ethics, why? They may run into some ethics situation with some person, with this total PTS thing.
Yes.
So you could add something about PTS, that there should be some setup to handle the PTSs in the ARC. You've spotted that as a major thing, don't you think? Not by firing them, but by handling them. You've also got an ORG board action here, which you have mentioned, see, but then that's up to the ED to do. When I say outpoints, there's two classes of outpoints, the organizational outpoint and the personal outpoint. It probably breaks down to 2A and 2B. 2A comes first.
Which is the same, which is B? see.
Well, you got Bruce Stern. He's going to have a three-man PL, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
But also, he should... his out point is he doesn't know anything. He's stupid as hell. He doesn't know anything about disestablishing. So I would look up the disestablishment. HCOPL. And have him method forward and ground in on it like mad. And then I would have him cleared on the word organized and the word product. I'd even order a product rundown or something like that on him. See, but he doesn't apparently know what the hell he's doing. We got a little program for the guy, see? We got a program for the org. You see his organizational actions. So you got a 2A, 2B. 2A, I was just giving you a program for the guy. 2B, maybe they're reversed. No, they're not. Well, he's got to knock off this, make sure people stay on their posts and that their study time comes, you know, at a proper time that's established and people are not pulled off post. You see what I'm talking about when I talk about outpoints? These are all the things this guy's been doing. You wind up with an interesting set of MMOs, and then they'll have some kind of a pattern down there for this kind of an action. They're very terminable. But did they stay corrected? Or did he fall from grace and go off and transfer the registrar off for 10 days to be audited on her cat or something? You know. So that is what your CLO, the new CLO going in there, would check. So they would be interested in checking that 2B. Did it. So they got to be stated. In other words, you're putting them in cast iron. You know they're false. Do they stay cured? Only these are all positively stated. You convert the out point to the plus point in these cases. He's pulling them off staff that ought to remain on staff and have proper study time. You know, the staff member remains on staff. You got it?
Right.
So it's a piece of cake. It just all it actually consists of is just where each one of these guys that you know of has goofed. That's why you need Diana's outpoint on France. Well, what's he done himself? And what has he done to the org? That's easy. Correct what he's done himself and get it corrected. And what's done to the org? Why, you tell him, don't do that. No matter what. You see, ethics or pressure of this character is to exert a little more external pressure than there is internal pressure to do it. And it has a tendency not to do that. They probably don't even see these things as a bad habit. I'm a great guy. I disestablish the org every day. And then all of a sudden, magically, the FBO, if all goes well, the FBO out there will be collecting a couple of $1,000 a week from the LA org. And your actions will be very meaningful indeed. And you'll all be paid. I know that would be a working pattern. Because you're just developing this on the feet. I just suddenly realized last night, what could you do? We know what they're going to do, theoretically, in these new CLOs. Well, what other little thing would they be doing? Well, a mission can come back through. Therefore, they have to have some memos. Does this stay in? Is this guy still up to his old tricks? Does it stay in? All right, by this time, guy marches on. Their staff is going on up, but they'll have some quiver. We evaluate them again. Like I've just done with Austin. I've just given Austin a bump. See? So we, by that time, we can write blah, blah, blah. Okay? And we can send them out. And that, we say these are the orders under which you're operating. And whoever's in that, you've got, we can send Frank some orders. Get a hold of him. Brief him. Okay? This is it. When you're calling them up, now you've got a unit there that's supposed to be calling these guys. Call them up. Check on it. Check on it. Check on it.
Yeah, that's good.
You see? So you got something to manage with.
Right.
He sort of got a case handler. And that phrase actually refers to intelligence. Every intelligence operative, they found out from an intelligence operative who was out there confronting it and hiding in the bushes and stealing the secrets off the president's dresser and so forth, needs a handler. He has what they call a case handler. A case handler, every big spy, even any of them, just to give you a method of handling human beings who are under stress. And they find out these guys are under such stress that they have to have somebody telling them what to do. And that's why our MOs work. They tell a guy what to do. All right, but if somebody is there on the garrison, they don't do them a lot of times. They're too general. But if he's there telling them what to do, telling them what to do, telling them what to do. But he's already got it. Did you do so-and-so?
Yeah.
Did you do so-and-so? But he got that straightened out now. You know, is all of your, that bulk mail stand all straight? All right, that's still going all right, is it? All right, fine. So he can bump it.
That should work very well.
Mm-hmm. And then the guy still can report on his MOs, but he can send them back through. And that's really all that CLO, come to think about it, really wants. Mm. He just wants a report, because we're going to get the rest of the data. It's going to forward all the rest of the data. He can glance it over if they want to. We don't want an extensive data bureau. We will write back to him when we get continental handlers, and this guy will say, yeah, we just evaluated this org again, and we find out this guy's not on these MOs. You're getting some false reports, and so forth, or so-and-so, so-and-so, and then it could go on through, and we can get him back on his MOs. It'll work out like a well-oiled machine, but rather simply.
Mm. That gives the CLO personnel something very positive to do without any chance of entering in cross orders. They just take it once written down.
I would send an ESTO. I'd send one of our ESTOs on this mission. I find out from here what ESTO has actually been able to get somebody producing. And so forth. Send them on a mission. As part of the mission. Because it's essentially an ESTO type action. I know he got one, Fred Harris. Fred Harris actually got the pork captain start producing, which is an amazing achievement. Probably comes as a shock to you. I asked you to write the MOs. I was mentioning that in the lecture, so we probably should. Actually, there isn't anything else we can do, don't you see, that will make anything come straight. Eventually, while we get the hang of it, we get the pattern of it and so forth. Mission writers can easily take an eval and the aide already knows what would appear of interest in the mission orders. So once he puts it in the eval, they can just take an eval and write the mission order.
Yes.
So there's terminable mission orders and interminable. And of course, you want terminable ones.
Yeah. The other ones can go out later sometime.
Well, they would go out in view of, don't you see?
Oh, yeah.
They will, in view of. You know, we'll watch its stats. They might never go. Or it just might take off. Great. Go on and say, do what you're doing. But if it faltered, I should have the Austin stat. I can draw it for you here. I'll show you how it looks. goes way up.
Oh, yes.
You're right at this point. He did tell me.
Right.
Well, now, it goes way up and then wobbles. Second wobbles, comes to about here, another rebound. You punch it again. See, so obviously that org has got to be reevaluated. Let's find out if he's reformed or if something else has happened. Or did he unreform? If he's not unreformed at all, he will say, well, you see, when I received your letter, it gave me certain handlings, and I've done those, and it made the stats go down. Or we don't know what else. For instance, we'd handled Neiman's mission like this. We would have found out that he was off his MOs in the second week. If we'd handled Guilford's mission, we would have found out that he never did his LA MO. That he didn't touch UK. I caught it when he got to DK. By the out point of my evaluation on UK.
Right. He wasn't mentioned. He didn't come up.
He wasn't mentioned. Yeah. And that was what was most amazing. So then I started really getting data. And I actually didn't have the data. The data wasn't in the folder anywhere at all. And it wandered in about 4 or 5 days later. I just couldn't have cared less. See, when it wandered in 4 or 5 days later, we already were on orders to Guilford. See, what was this all about? And then we were able to give you very solid orders because now we had data. There's nothing to it, see? So if you run them this way, bang, bang, bang. We better start posting some people down there in various continental direction lines and so on, so a lot of tech queries and other administrative actions have been coming up to staff level, which are really just administrative actions. And they handle sort of to free up traffic lines to make a guy feel like he's not losing out because of something.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
All right. Messenger.